It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and from all the teachers who are nominated by Pickle listeners at our website, foreverpittsburgh.com, the Pickle is paying tribute to five teachers this week who stood out the most. And today, that teacher is Tina Rosie, a first grade teacher at Rumbaugh Elementary School in the Mount Pleasant School District. And here's my conversation with her.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
We just talked a few minutes ago that you've been teaching for 17 years?
19, 17 and first.
Well, how young were you when you decided that you'd like to be a school teacher?
I think it's all I've ever wanted to do. From the time I went to school, I played school, wanted to help with kids all through high school. Any job I had dealt with kids. I loved to babysit. So I think I just always knew I wanted to be a teacher.
Just always wanted to be around kids and try and help them develop and turn them into well-rounded citizens. When you were young, was there anybody that was influential in your life that made you think that this is the profession I wanted to get into?
I think my third grade teacher, Mrs. Shutok, she just stands out that she just was loving, caring, always there. She just made me want to be that person. And then I'm a high school teacher, Mrs. Henkel, who was my math teacher. And she just encouraged everything, anything I wanted to do. She encouraged me to be a teacher. She wanted me to be a math teacher, and mm-hmm. I did not want to do that. I knew I wanted to be with the littler kids. So
you have a room full of kids. Do they ever try your patience?
I think it's like anything. Of course they do. Usually I just take a deep breath and remember, especially when they're this young, they can try your patience. You could be so angry, and they just look at you, and they tell you they love you, and then it all kind of melts away.
Do you ever come across one student who it's kind of hard to get to, and you have to go about it in a different way than, say, other students?
Oh, definitely. Every year, I always say to myself, when people talk about, well, that's not fair, and my motto is, what is fair is what's best for each child. So I will change anything I can to try to reach them. It'll wear on you if I can't get to them. I mean, it'll keep me up at night.
Wow, yeah. Any advice for anyone who would want to also join the teaching profession?
Definitely. You need to make sure you get a lot of experience. Don't just wait until it's time to student teach or anything like that. If you think that's something you want to do, call the schools. Go in and volunteer. Teachers are always looking for people to come in and do some things and just to shadow them. Make sure you get a lot of experience with everyone, not just what you think are your typical kids. You know, go out and see the kids that need emotional support or that need, more learning and help or have behaviors, things like that, because it's so different from when we were in school. Everybody's in a classroom together, and you have to know how to deal with each individual child.
How many kids do you have in a class?
I have 22 this year.
And it's usually around 22...
This is actually a low number for me. We're usually around 26, 27.
And you've been teaching for 19 years and 17 as a first grade teacher here at Rumbaugh?
Yes.
Well, congratulations for being named for Teacher Appreciation Week. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's very much an honor.